Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we've reached the halfway point in this worldwide broadcast. The global government has announced officially what we told you 4 months ago they were setting up. We have a very clear view of the next step in the global banking dictatorship. And we've got Catherine Austin Fitch, an expert on this, joining us in the next segment. But right now, I wanted to go back to Scott in California, listening to us on one of Michael Swerling's great stations out there in Santa Barbara and areas going into San Francisco. Scott, go ahead and finish up the point you wanted to make.
Well, I was just saying that I had parents that listened to Mae Brussel and made me listen to her as well and taught me how to think, not what to think. So I sure want to thank you for carrying the baton of truth and teaching people how to think instead of what to think. So kudos to you. When I was in a debate club, we were taught that when your opponent resorts to ad hominem attacks, the debate is won if you can keep your emotions about you and continually to think rationally. So Tea Party members, take heart, because our opponents cannot debate the issues because you're racist, you're terrorist, you're any other kind of S. Just keep your head. Don't give in to the anger that you're going to feel, because they're only going to turn that anger and fear.
Well, I agree, but even more, you need to rebuke them as worse than racist, because it's one thing to be an ignorant racist. It's another to consciously try to turn groups against each other in a cold-blooded way. I mean, that is horrible.
Mm-hmm. When I was talking to a friend about this in the New World Order, and I keep telling him, you know, you don't realize what they are doing to you and how they're controlling the way you think. But I keep using this ambiguous them. So I was thinking, we need to have the leaders of the New World Order, maybe like when we went into
baseball cards.
Yeah, the baseball cards or our playing cards, and have these guys on record, some sort of tangible item that you can hand people, and if we can ever get these people arrested, put them behind bars, you know, you put a big stamp on it. That way, this can get passed around. I don't know if anybody in your team would be willing to.
Well, the problem is there's so many globalists, you'd have to make about 20 decks of cards, and people have done something similar. I've thought about it. We could have the bankster deck, the political criminal deck, the police state deck, the New World Order occult deck, and it's a great idea, and a lot of people thought of it. It's just the time and energy that would go into it. I can make a film that gets seen by 20 million people online, and so all my time goes into the films and radio, because per capita, they're the best bang for the buck and the time and the energy. But it's a great idea, and we've actually promoted some of the folks out there that do have these card decks. Some of the card decks I agree with. Summerlee, I don't think have the power structure right. But, no, that's a great idea. But somebody needs to come out with a whole line of these cards, but also have them very inexpensive. Some people that have made them, it's such limited runs, they want to get their money back, so they're expensive. They need to be super cheap, like $2-3 a deck, so people can buy these decks in mass and give them to everybody they know. But we're thinking about making a deck. I've been wanting to do it for more than a decade. Anything else there, Scott?
A couple of questions, sir. Are you planning on committing suicide?
Well, no. I will never kill myself, and if the government says I did, it's a lie.
Well, thank you for putting your life on the line and helping to awaken the human consciousness. The other question, the love of money is the root of all evil. How long before we as a species start valuing people for what they bring to the table of ideas instead of how many ones and zeros that can be transferred between accounts in a nanosecond?
All right, I appreciate your call. I'll answer that briefly when we come back. And we're going to Catherine Austin Fitch. We'll give you her website. One of the most informed guests we interview, and I really am thankful for her time. We'll be talking to her when we come back out of this quick break, and we'll also give you her website as well. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back on the other side.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I had a caller in California saying that he wanted my comments on money being the root of all evil. And that's a cliche that's used, and there's some truth to it, but it's more money changing, fraudulent money dealings, fractional reserve banking. I mean, what did Jesus Christ do? He went into the temple, and the scribes and Pharisees made you buy your sacrifice of a dove or a calf, whatever it was you were buying for the sacrifice, for the remission of sins, you know, under Jewish law. They would make you buy it with a certain very rare coin. A silver coin that silver-wise didn't have a lot of value, but because it was a rare coin and scarce, you had to pay for it with a bunch of gold. And that's what he went in and overturned. The fact that they were turning it into a business, people in there carrying out their sacrifice. People say, well, why sacrifice something for your sins? You're saying, I'm giving something up. I'm giving some valuable food up that I could sell or I could eat. You know, I'm saying, you know, to God, this is the main focus. I'm giving something up for this. You're most important. You are my idol. No other idols before you. And I look at it as a hierarchy of needs. If somebody can make $1 million without hurting someone and doing good in the process, that's wonderful. But money can't be the top of your pyramid. It's a hierarchy of needs. I mean, my hierarchy of needs is I love my family. I love my children. I mean, I woke up last night in the middle of the night and was just like almost having a vision of just a beautiful ocean and a sunset and how beautiful that is and how I just want to go live by the seashore and, you know, hang out with my family and oil paint. I mean, don't we all wish we could do that? And just this pull to quit, this ever-increasing drive to stop doing what I'm doing. The frustration that I have to be here every day fighting these people because we have no future if we don't fight them. And my anger at them. This isn't some ego trip. It's not fun out here fighting the New World Order. It is survival. But things get twisted. The system then says, give the government all your money. We're going to help the poor. Don't love money. But really, they're using that, your well-meaning guilt, to get your money, to get control of your life so they can make you dependent. I believe it's good for people to be wealthy. I like it when people are doing well. I like seeing healthy, happy people with nice houses and swimming pools and plenty of food. I know that also tends to bring decadence, but it's good to be able to have a car that doesn't break down. It's good to be able to travel. It's good to be able to pay for medicine for your family. But would you kill somebody for an iPad? Would you kill somebody for $500 in their wallet? Would you kill somebody for $1 billion? Would you plant WMDs in Iraq? Would you stage a 9/11? And so I don't believe money or even the love of money is the root of all evil. Because, you know, if you like being successful and comfortable and secure, I guess you'd call that love, but is that what you love the most? You know, what do you idolize first? The truth, honor, telling the truth. Because the hatred of money then almost turns into another class envy system. And then they use the underclass to rob the middle class, and the elite is manipulating that. So it's very sophisticated. And Catherine Austin Fitz, I really appreciate you joining us. Solari.com, S-O-L-A-R-I.com. She's an investment advisor, founding and managing member of Solari Investment Advisory Services, entrepreneur, president of Hamilton Securities Group, investment bank and financial, government official, assistant secretary of housing, federal housing commissioner under Bush 41, investment banker, managing director, and member of the board of Wall Street firm Dillon Reed & Co., Inc. Doesn't get any more elite than that. Catherine has designed and closed $25 billion in transactions and investments to date and has led portfolio strategy for $300 billion. And it goes on and on. Invaluable information at Solari.com. And thank you for coming on with us. Would you like to comment on your view about money and it is the love of it the root of all evil?
Well, we're talking about two investment models. The old investment model, which is in the process of changing, and I'd like to talk about the new one too, but the old one says, as long as I have a positive return to me or my shareholders and what I'm doing is lawful, that's okay. Okay, so if you go to the Texas pension funds where you are, if you go to the Tennessee pension funds and you say to them, what impact is it having on your communities that you're putting this money in these mortgage-backed securities? They'll say, I don't know, because I'm not responsible to understand my impact on the greater ecosystem. I leave that to government. And we're going into a world, Alex, where we're going to come up with a new model, and the model is going to look like this. And the model is going to say, okay, you have a return to your investors or your shareholders or your family or your pension fund beneficiaries, but then you have an impact on your financial ecosystem, you know, in the greater world. So we want to make sure that our investments have a positive return to the system and a positive return to us. And we use the information of understanding the impact of our investments to protect ourselves against risk. So, for example, if all the state pension funds, all the union pension funds, all the corporate pension funds in this country had said, I want to understand the impact my money's having on my financial ecosystem, it would have protected them from making investments that were ultimately going to lose the money because they would have seen, wait a minute, if I'm destroying the middle class and wiping out the middle class, that can't possibly be good for my investments in municipalities and places. I'm going to lose money on this ultimately if I do things that are harmful. So we're going from an investment model where people didn't need to understand their participation in the ecosystem to one where they're going to have to be much more awake about what their impact is, because that's going to be an essential risk management tool in a world that's much more global, much more integrated, and where capital's moving much faster. So what we're literally talking about is a complete reinvention. It's simple, but it's profound in terms of your operations, okay, if you're running money, a real invention of the investment model.
Okay, I should have pointed out at the beginning, I had you on a few weeks ago about the problem and how this operation works, who we're facing, what they're setting up, the model they want, who they are and what the establishment wants, versus your idea and others' idea of how to have a non-destructive, non-predatory system. But just going back to what the caller was asking me, there's this other idea that ever having any wealth is bad in and of itself, when in truth, don't good people need to get in a position of being sustainable?
One of the most powerful spins that the New World Order promotes is that wealth is bad. And let me tell you something, that's not coming from the grassroots, that's coming from the top. Because when you, if everybody who's got a solution says wealth is bad, then they're gonna keep sending their money to Wall Street. Nobody's gonna shift their retirement capital into a group of people and a new model that says wealth is bad. You know, we've all worked. You know, we have a whole generation now, Alex, that have worked their entire life. Many of them work very hard to accumulate this capital, and this capital is the one thing standing between their family and the abyss. So the last thing we need to say is, "Oh, that's bad." That's good. That's what's protecting people. So in fact, what we need is an investment model that says optimization and the creation and the building of wealth is good. Because it is. You know, there's no such thing as too much energy. The question is how you channel and use it. Because money's just a tool.
Exactly. The robber baron class has written in many policy papers that they're waging war against the middle class that allows the working class to have upward mobility. The United States, one of the few countries in history that's had a large middle class, that trend's now reversed. It's disappearing. And it's always the big central banks that push for the income tax, that push for command and control, because it's the ultra-rich robbing the rest of humanity. And they want a two-tier, tiny elite, giant underclass system where no one can ever challenge them. Now, for those that just joined us, and I'm going to sit back on this hour now and give you the floor, recap briefly, going into break, who the elite are, the type of economy they've set up, where we're going, so people understand how important it is to go with your alternative.
Well, that's the $64,000 question. Is, you know, who are they? And I can only talk from what I know, because I'm not sitting in the privy.
Well, tell folks their model. Tell them. I mean,
right. But
like
essentially, what you have is at the very top of the investment hierarchy on this planet, you have intergenerational pools of capital that are controlled and owned by private families. They're unbelievably centralized, and they operate through a whole series of bureaucracies, which you describe, which is the, you know, the central banks and the insurance industry and the Bilderbergers and the Council on Foreign Relations. And there's umpteen billion secret societies coordinating all this stuff because it's a big planet. But at the very, very top, you have a small number of huge intergenerational pools of capital that have remarkable control, and it is remarkably centralized and very planned. And we've reached the point where, you know, where we've had a real breakdown in alignment of the interests of the folks at the top and everybody else. So they kind of feel they're much better off with unbelievable control. And I'm afraid if you look at the agricultural and other policies, you know, it's clear that we are on a trajectory for significant, I would predict significant depopulation. So there's a real breakdown in interests, and if you look at all the people in our society, Alex, are saying this is wrong and this is wrong. You know, they're talking about the money's wrong or the corruption's wrong or Wall Street's wrong or 9/11's wrong or vaccines are wrong. All of those things are symptoms. They're symptoms of the fundamental problem, which is a governance problem, which is who's in charge and why are they destroying significant amounts of freedom and wealth. Because our problem in this world is not that there's too much wealth. You're watching the centralization of economic control in a way that is significantly reducing wealth. Significantly reducing wealth.
Yeah, they sold the kind of underclass that wealth is what's hurting them. No, it's that there's not enough wealth, and we can turn the engine of wealth loose, and we can colonize the stars. It's unlimited. There's enough for everybody.
Well, it's really funny. In the 1990s, I started a company in Washington called Hamilton Securities Group. And coming out of the Bush administration, I said, you know, entrepreneurs are going to have to get government money out of communities, and we're going to turn this thing around. And we were putting together a plan where small business had easy access to all the information about how money worked in their place, including government contracts, which is, as you know, a big part of the economy. And they also could put together little venture funds and mutual funds for their community.
Stay there. Let's talk about your plan that got nixed. On the other side, Catherine Austin Fitz is our guest, Solari.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Foods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Catherine Austin Fitz works at the highest levels of the federal government, managing hundreds of millions of dollars. And her colleagues discovered that this trend was beginning to basically steal all the wealth and destroy wealth. And now we have the big banks saying they want a world government. We're going to pay a value-added tax on all financial transactions. That's how they're going to get the banks. But the money's paid to the elite banks. So we've got to identify this threat, but not just identify it. We've got to talk about other alternatives to use the power of currency and credit to build healthy communities Catherine Austin Fitz, please continue with the plan.
Yeah, so I'm telling you about the time when I discovered how huge the opportunity was. Because I didn't understand in the 90s, Alex, until this happened, how much the system is being used to shrink wealth. In other words, to keep people poor. Anyway, so we're doing this thing where we're making software tools. We made a software tool called Community Wizard, which would allow anybody in a community to dial in and see, because if we look at the U.S. budget, we see here's how the money works in housing or military. We never see it contiguous to the areas that we vote for representation. So you never see sources and uses of government appropriations, contracts, and credit for your congressional district, which is, of course, what you need to hold your congressman accountable. So we took relational database technology and we reconfigured all the databases so that you could start to look at your money by place. And we were putting together venture funds and mutual funds for your neighborhood. So you could literally put your 401k in a pool that would invest in local businesses. And you could, in theory, you could trade and, you could go to Bloomberg and see what your neighborhood was trading at, in theory. So we're working away at this. And I had this smart guy. It's a PhD from MIT, absolutely brilliant, sort of the smartest guy at the company. And I said, okay, let's assume that we re-engineer all the government money so that we optimize total equity in the 3,100 counties, because America just breaks down into 3,100 counties. So let's say we completely changed how we did the government money so that we could create as much business wealth, whether it's big companies or small companies. And he went off and did the numbers, Alex, and he came back, and I looked at him, and I said, that's impossible. He was saying within a short period of time we could get a 6 times multiple of total equity outstanding in the country alone, let alone globally. And I just couldn't believe it. So I made him go back and do the numbers a couple times and dug in and did the numbers, and I realized, oh, my God, we're spending the entire federal budget in a way that totally shrinks innovation, entrepreneurship, cuts off capital to so much of the healthy economy, which is what you're seeing now in the way the credit crunch is being engineered. We're shutting off money to all these different productive sectors, and if we stop doing it, the wealth could be enormous. I mean, there's really no reason for there to be poverty at all. We have the resources. And part of it is, because you've covered this, is the sort of, suppression of new technology. And I was astonished. And I, for about a week, I just walked around laughing. I couldn't stop laughing because I realized, there's plenty of money. There really is no problem at all. And then, of course, the Department of Justice seized our offices and stole all the databases and kept them under lock and key for 6 years, which is when I discovered, that there really is an intentional effort to channel capital and restrict it in a way that really keeps things very much under control. And we're running the economy to achieve centralized control, not to achieve wealth. If anything, we're trying to reduce the middle class to a state of, not having the wealth that really supports freedom. Because our Constitution and our freedoms, Alex, really depend on not having our digital data and our physical bodies and our money controlled by somebody else very centrally.
And should that even be surprising to us? You look at the Japanese feudal model, you look at the European continental model of the last 1,000 years, you look at the British model of the last 800, you look at all of these systems, it was written down in handbooks by the royalty and their lords to keep people at a subsistence level to make them more easily controlled. I mean, this is the way the world has always worked. It was only the Renaissance and the Enlightenment that reversed that, and then we saw all these inventions and technology and wealth and the non-existent middle class suddenly appeared.
Right, and now we have a new problem, and if we're going to build a new alternative to the New World Order, then we have to grapple with some of the issues that they're legitimately grappling with, which is we have new powerful communications and digital technology, and that technology, Alex, allows some groups to have phenomenally high learning speeds. And what has happened in this country is some people have shot way ahead and, gone much faster, whereas other people have sat back and said, I don't want to change. But what I want is I want to continue to get my check. And so we've had a political process in this country which wasn't democracy. It was simply politicians buying electorates with their own money.
Stay there. Let's talk about that, because the elite are creating a giant domesticated mass that they can use as a weapon against the tiny middle class that's left. Then once they get rid of them, they remove the chicken feed from their slaves. Catherine Austin Fitz, Solari.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Pressure from below. We're going right back to Catherine Austin Fitz here in just a moment with her discovery that the system knew that there was almost unlimited wealth generation capacity and that they didn't want that. Instead, they wanted to go in the opposite direction towards wealth destruction. What do the fake environmentalists say? What does Maury Strong say? World government, global carbon taxes to shut off industrial development. But even if you don't like industrial development, there's so many other economies. They're stifling it all because that's how they control the economy. Don't forget, we premiered Invisible Empire, New Order Defined last week to rave reviews. DVD available at Infowars.com. Your purchase makes this radio broadcast possible and funds this operation. And premiering today at PrisonPlanet.tv, the DVDs are already shipping. Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, is going to premiere at the end of the radio broadcast in an hour and a half. Okay, Catherine Austin Fitz, for those that just joined us, Assistant Secretary of Housing, Federal Housing Commissioner for Bush 41, investment banker, portfolio strategy of over $300 billion in financial assets and liabilities. She's designed and closed over $25 billion of transactions herself. She, of course, was on the board of Dylan Reed and the just a top analyst out there. Such a great financial brain. We're honored to have her. Catherine, continuing where we left off with, you have this awakening. You discover from the numbers that the system is designed to suppress wealth. Please continue.
Right. So I went through, it took me about 10 years to finish learning how to litigate successfully with the federal government. But what I discovered, Alex, is real solutions are going to have to come from the grassroots. And the important question is not how do we turn this around, but how do we get energy turning it around? Because what we have to do, every person who's listening to this call is being drained by this process. And what we need to do is reverse the drain. We need to reverse the drain in our individual lives and then in our family and then our community, and it goes out. And so, you know, if you come to one of our websites, it says redeeming the monetary system one customer at a time. So we have to do this, we have to do this individually. Can't wait for the big solutions on how we're going to have to turn this around ourselves. And so the question I've been working on since then, in, you know, whether it's me personally or in my businesses, is how do I start to get back my power and how do I prevent the drain in my life? Because essentially, if you look at our money, we're all being harvested by the system. And so that's what we have to do is we need the wealth growing. And we need it in a way which is growing in your pocket, in my pocket, in the pocket of everybody listening to this call. Okay? So if they want a wealth-destroying model, we want a wealth-building model. And the way you do that is by building your wealth and my wealth and the wealth of everybody on this phone call. Okay? So one of the things I'd like to do is to walk through, let's look at each person's time and our health and our money and just make some simple suggestions of what we can do to reverse the drain in our lives. And if all of us start to do it, it's going to have an unbelievably dramatic effect on shifting power and wealth out of the New World Order and much more into the grassroots. So let's just talk about an individual. And the first most important thing you have to do, Alex, is you have to protect your time, because time is so, so valuable in this environment. And I just want to tell everyone, and they probably know it because they're listening to the Alex Jones Show, but we've got to get radical about getting unreliable people and information out of our lives, particularly corporate media. I mean, if you look at what's going on, you don't even have the time to be entertained by the disinformation because it's such a complete waste of time. So please turn off corporate media. I want to tell you, you know, I often tell people to bank locally, and I'm often asked, it's much more convenient, or isn't it really okay to bank at the big banks? And I just want to tell a story of what happened to me in the last week. In the last 3 days, my company has gotten hit by 2 unauthorized ACHs, electronic transfers from big banks. It's going to take us 5 to 7 hours this week just to reverse them. And it's not going to be a problem for us because we have a great local community bank. But that's the kind of tax these guys put on people. You know, you literally just wake up and they've taken money out of your account that's not authorized. It's incredible. And that's why you want to get as far away from these guys. You don't want them to have an authorization to dip into your account, because then things like this are going to happen. You there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm just listening
okay.
to you.
So get radical about getting these people out of any relationship with you that can eat up your time. Okay, so that's number one time. Number two is health. Get radical about environmental pollution. I just did a Solari report on chemtrails just because I want people to understand the kind of poisoning that literally, you know, I have so many subscribers who take wonderful care of themselves. They're responsible about their health. You know, they eat the right food and everything, so they think they're okay. And we need to understand we're not. And whether it's chemtrails or vaccines or any, all the things you've covered, these really are enormous stresses and strains on our immune system and a buildup of toxicity that can really hurt a person. And I'm an investment advisor, Alex, and there's nothing that will hurt your financial position more than bad health. I mean, bad health is really the cause of more bankruptcies and financial problems in this country than anything else.
Well, since you're cueing me to interrupt, I'm trying to be polite because I want to hear what you have to say. I'll interrupt. And again, I'm not up here on a mountain.
You're quiet, Alex. It's unnerving.
No, but I don't want to sit up here on a mountain because I'm certainly not as healthy as I should be. But absolutely, you know, the Bible says that. You've got to get your temple clean and yourself clean first before you can start fixing your life and then your city, your county, your state, the world. And so we've all, number one, got to feel good about ourselves. Realize that this Madison Avenue system is there to make us feel insecure so they can then sell us their false illusions. We've got to feel good about ourselves. We've got to get our relationship with God going again. And we've got to realize that we've got to take action against this evil and just start taking a walk every morning. Start eating healthier. Stop drinking fluoridated water. I mean, there's a reason, and the evidence has been very clear on this for new listeners.
We've reached the point where if you walk into the average, you know, typical grocery store, the food is not safe to eat. You know, it's amazing.
And that's done by design. I mean, the globalists are poisoning the food and water. They have genetically engineered the crops. Every major crop they found just so happens to make you sick, just so happens to give you stomach problems, just so happens to reduce fertility. No, they've been caught engineering it into these. I mean, they know what they're doing.
If you have any doubt about this, there's a wonderful DVD made in 2006. It's up online. You can get it on my blog. It's called Killer at Large. And it really focuses on what they're doing to the children with the food. And I, you know, particularly if your kids or grandkids, please watch Killer at Large. You know, there's another great one, Super Size Me. There are lots of great DVDs on the food system, but making sure that you and your family have fresh food and clean water without fluoridation and all the chemicals is so, so important. And then I would include in the health area the ability to protect yourself. So getting the proper training in, you know, if you want to bear arms, great. Protecting the right to bear arms and doing whatever you have to do to protect yourself. Now, for people who are in a county where you have a great sheriff and you can communicate with your sheriff and you have the right sheriff and police support, that's great. But more and more, Alex, many of us are not, you know, in that. We, 2 years ago, we had to organize to all the women, or I should say all the women, a whole bunch of us in the Hickory Valley Women's Club went out, bought guns, got training, got our permits. And, you know, there was lots of jokes about everybody who was married to somebody in the Hickory Valley Women's Club had to sleep with a bulletproof vest. But, you know, we haven't had any problems since then. So part of health in this environment is making sure you know how to protect yourself and your family, and that probably is going to require some training and some time. Then the third category after time and health is money. And there are so many things we can do with our money to completely shift, you know, stop the drain from happening, because the inflation, Alex, is killing us. And it's funny because I constantly say to subscribers, why have your money in a money market account when you can put your money in tangibles? Any non-perishable that you know you're going to use in the next 2 years, if you buy it now, given the inflation, I mean, we've seen food prices up 6% or more so far this year. So if you put it in a non-perishable and just let the value of that inventory go up, then, in fact, you don't have to pay tax on that capital gain, and you're getting a much better yield than you are in the money market. So there's a fundamental shift going on between tangibles and financial assets. Tangibles are just going to keep getting more and more valuable. And that has a radical impact on how we think of our investments. You know, a lot of people say, oh, well, you need to be diversified. And what they mean by that is you need to have different kinds of corporate securities in your brokerage account. That's nonsense. What you need to do is have money outside of the brokerage system and be much more invested in tangibles and carry much less debt, because debt has risks involved. You know, I may be getting a higher yield on my investments than I'm paying on my mortgage, but there are real risks associated to having with debt, and now as people are losing their jobs, we're all discovering that. So it's very important, Alex, to get radical about lowering our overhead and radical about lowering our debt.
Getting rid of things we don't need, focusing on what's important, and finding out you didn't need most of this junk. What you really need is your freedom. Now, going back, though, comprehensive annual financial reports. We know this started in Chicago in the 40s. It was adopted nationwide in the 50s, a double set of books, county, city, school districts, water districts, universities, federal departments. They have a real set of books that are their investments, and then they have their supposed budget, which they always have a shortfall on, but that's only a small part of what they're doing. And now they've tricked the counties, the cities, the public pension funds, the private pension funds, and others to invest – in the derivatives, in the banks, because they were getting a good return. Now we hear all these states.
Well, they thought they were getting a good return. They were getting a good return until they started to lose money.
Exactly, but that was the big setup. And so now we've got Bloomberg and others reporting the federal regulators are ordering the public pension funds to, quote, invest in failed banks. Since when can regulators order the heads of the pension funds to invest in, quote, failed banks? That sounds like a pretty bad investment.
When somebody comes to me and says, look, I've done everything I can to turn around the drain in my, you know, on my own finances and my family. I've got extra time. I want to be involved in my community. The first thing I say is, you know, the New World Order is pulling a ton of money out of your community through local, state, and government, through the pension funds. And if you can simply understand the game, bring transparency, and start to turn that around, the opportunities for wealth creation are absolutely phenomenal, Alex. And it's just so huge that no one can even imagine how big it is. But I agree with you. If you look at our state and local government finances, let's start with a simple one. The job engine in this country is small business, okay? So you have great local families with great local businesses, whether they're banks or stores or other operations in your community. They are the job engine. They are the thing that's keeping your community going in many respects. And if you look at the government bank deposits, the government investments, the government contracts, the government purchases, those are going not to those great local businesses, or, you know, the great businesses in the state that could have, they're going out to places like Wall Street. So I always use the example of the food stamp program here in Tennessee. We have counties in Tennessee, Alex, that have 25% unemployment rate. But meantime, we are outsourcing our data servicing and customer support on our state food stamp program. Are you ready for this? To JP Morgan Chase in India. So jobs that could be being done in Tennessee and counties where there's, because these are digital, you can shoot these with telecommunications anywhere.
Exactly. Even the bureaucracy to deliver the welfare of dependency has been globalized to make sure that none of the money ever gets back to the community.
Right. So, and nobody connects the dots because that knowledge, those databases.
Well, here's another example I saw in the AP last week with a Texas case and the legislators complaining. They're taking existing roads, giving stimulus money to Centra of Spain to come in and put toll roads on it, and paying them stimulus money to put the toll road gates and license plate reading cameras in, and it came out that's illegal to use stimulus money for a toll road, but they just don't care. I mean, this is incredible.
Well, it's incredible. I mean, in my little town of Hickory Valley, there was a proposal to put up a cell tower at our city hall and use a government grant to do it when private parties were going to own it. But the government was going to pay, I think, for half of it. It's unbelievable. So, you know, the money is clearly out of control. And I think, you know, we're seeing incredible polls in the last 2 weeks. Rasmussen polls basically in election between Ron Paul and Obama today, they're basically even. And we've seen other polls, Alex, showing that people of all parts of the political spectrum agree more with the Tea Parties than they agree with any political party, Republican or Democrat. And so you're watching a very powerful unification start to happen around, you know, Americans' belief in the Constitution and the importance of running the money clean. You know, simple, basic issues. And now with April 15th behind us, nobody wants taxation without representation, which is really where we've gotten with the bailouts and now with the health care bill. And so I think you're starting to see a very powerful new consensus emerge in America, which is our real opportunity, saying, wait a minute, you know, this system has no legitimacy. It has no legitimacy under the Constitution. It has no legitimacy under the law. And the funny thing, the conundrum, the weakest, you remember in Star Wars, was it Star Wars where they have the hole in the Death Star? The Death Star has one vulnerability.
Yes.
Let me tell you where the vulnerability is for the New World Order, you know, the hole in their Death Star. And that is that as a bureaucracy, they have promoted all sorts of wonderful things, the most wonderful being the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, and the second most wonderful being all sorts of fiduciary laws related to the money. And if you look look at their operation, they are in direct and intentional violation to criminal standards on those two laws. And what is happening that's so powerful is the Tea Party group, the, you know, sort of the other people rising up and saying, this is wrong, have embraced constitutional principles, the principles of the Declaration of Independence, and all the fiduciary laws related to money. And so you've got a very interesting switch of what the Chinese call the Mandate of Heaven, because the Tea Party and Ron Paul and his group have got the Mandate of Heaven according to, you know, hundreds of years old traditional American values and American law.
Let me just interrupt. I mean, to boil it down, the banks, the offshore corporations are engaged in a hostile corporate takeover. It's purely illegal. They raise our taxes for corporate welfare to be paid to them by the government. They also come in and buy off the city managers to invest most of our tax money in their derivatives. So that's another tax to the private banks. It's illegal. And now the people are finally waking up and going, wait a minute, a bunch of Madoff criminals, Ken Lay types, are
right,
running our society.
Right. And let me tell you what people are waking up to, because people have known it was criminal for a long time. And the question was always what we do about it. But they're coming to the same point I came to in 1998, which was, you know, this thing is so perverted and is so without any, you know, it's so empty of any meaning and value. I want nothing to do with it. And I would rather be out in the wilderness. I'd rather die in the wilderness than be part of the New World Order.
Stay there.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DooblyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DooblyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DooblyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
The oligarchs, the Anglo-American establishment, have written hundreds of books, thousands of white papers, bragging about the system they're setting up. and people 50 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago would warn the public, they would laugh at them. But because people have been out there telling the truth, now that world government's being openly announced, people are going, whoa, this was real, and they're seeing that it's predatory. You know, I get these emails all the time about, it'll be like Star Trek. I'm a humanist. It's the next level of humanity. No more wars. We'll all be together. No, it's a global government waging war on you, humanity. That's what these people out there that support world government, the useful idiots, don't understand. And powerful words from Catherine Austin Fitz at the end of that segment saying, I'd rather die than be in the New World Order. I wanted her to be able to finish that statement and then continue through this segment and the next. Go ahead, Catherine.
Well, what I was saying was I was in the middle of litigation in Washington in 1998 when I made the decision. And, Alex, everything was corrupt. I was dealing with folks from the Department of Justice and the courts and my own attorneys, and it just went on and on and on and on. And there was, at one point, I finally realized these people don't believe in the law of any kind. You know, they just... it's what Leonard Cohen said, they're blinded by the beauty of their weapons. And ultimately, an economy and a civilization can't be based on force and greed. That's not enough to keep something going. And, you know, if you look at the great empires throughout history, they had something more than simply guns and greed. And so, I remember saying, look, we need another plan. This is not going to work, and I would rather be dead than be part of it because it's too perverted. I mean, it's just, if you look at the sexual practices, if you look at the cultural practices, it's just too perverted. Now, let me speak in defense of some of the top guys. What they say is the crowd always votes with the criminals. You know the story of the crucifixion. You were talking about Jesus and the money changer. You know, Jesus gets hauled off by the Romans at the request of the priest.
Give us Barabbas!
Right, and the Romans know it's very bad karma to kill Jesus, so they offer the crowd the option of the criminal or Jesus, and the crowd lets the criminal off. And if you look throughout history, what the guys at the top will say, look, the crowd is easy to manipulate. The guy that will buy them with their own money always wins. And so that's
what I was about to say. I've had high-level elitists openly tell me over the years, look, Alex, this is the way the world is. You might as well join it and try to do some good in the evil system because this is just the way it is. But once you have that attitude, it just races downhill into Nazi Germany.
Right, and that's the problem. And suddenly, it's funny, I gave a presentation in London many years ago about sort of what was happening in this country, and there was a guy who I'm pretty sure they had sort of sent over to discredit me after I spoke. And I gave a paper called The Myth of the Rule of Law, which is quite good, and it was quite fair and everything. And this guy just turned redder and redder as he was listening to me speak. And finally, when it was over, he just burst out and he said, "You don't understand." He said, "We can't depend on people to be responsible. So we just can't depend on them to be responsible." And I turned to him and I said, "So that's why you destroy all the people who are." And because really all this has been used to justify just taking and theft and bad behavior on their part. And Alex, he jumped up and walked out of the conference and never came back, so I guess he figured he couldn't discredit me and was instead deeply disturbed. But there is a chicken and egg problem, and that's why I believe that significant efforts in the grassroots to shift this thing can shift it, because there's so many people who work in government and corporations and large organizations who don't want it to go to this. They don't want a slavery system.
Yeah, people who have children and people who love humanity. I mean, I've seen so many people who've been abused who then become abusers. It's like, well, I've been cheated, so I'm going to cheat somebody else. But then when I get cheated, I fight to stop others from being cheated. I mean, there's just so many twisted people out there. We'll be back. Final segment with our guest.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.